This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this what you hear in your head when emails come in from coworkers?
And I feel fine.
Soft. Fine.
No, it's not soft.
Yeah, it's
soft.
Kind of soft.
It's how I feel.
Yeah. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show live at Champ Camp here. This is our final Champ Camp of this week. We heard a rumor today. Maybe they're going to schedule some more Champ Camp for us, but we don't know. As far as we know, final one for a little bit because they have a game on Thursday. Right? Tomorrow's a close walkthrough. So we've been here a lot last few weeks. We enjoyed our time. If you missed it, Landon Dickerson, who was on with us earlier, you could find that on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. All right, quick update here. We haven't given one of these in a while, Hugh. We got an update on Joel Embiid's health. You ready for
How's
this?
How's he doing?
Not great. I'm not... Are you surprised?
No, it's just the way you said it.
Did you think it was going to be?
Not great.
Well, I'm just telling you what the report is. All right, Brett Siegel covers the NBA for Clutch Points. Here's what he wrote. Quote, Embiid has struggled getting back on the court this offseason, and there is a growing concern that he will not be ready for the start of training camp, league sources told Clutch Points. The common word associated with Embiid and his health this offseason is that things are, quote, bad. Several rival teams in the Eastern Conference who spoke with Clutch Points a couple weeks ago at the NBA Summer League confirmed mixed signals coming from the Sixers regarding Embiid's knee health, with one executive saying that the Sixers are regretting their decision to extend the big man's contract in 2024. All right, a couple things. None of this is surprising. I mean, did anyone hear that and say, oh, wow, I'm shocked?
No, not at all.
Second thing is that they are regretting their decision. They should have regretted the decision to give him 3 extra years on that contract the minute he signed it.
Somebody needs to be fired. Like, in my opinion, somebody needs to be fired for that. And I understand that most people, the thought process is, you know, well, hey, you got a player of Embiid's caliber. You don't want him to leave.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But he did have time left on his deal. It wasn't like he was about to be a free agent.
And the messed up part about it is there were telltale signs in the Olympics that something was wrong with them.
Of course.
And when they tried, it's not another coach. Was it Coach Curry? It wasn't his job to talk about a player that he doesn't really coach. He's just coaching the Olympic team. But they kind of danced around the fact that he wasn't healthy and put him out there towards the end of the games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to sign him and knowing that he was hurt, that was bananas. And you didn't have to. You didn't have to.
Yeah, I just have zero expectations for him this season. I would not be surprised if he doesn't play. And if he does play, I'm just going to be – happy if he provides something, if he has glimpses of playing well, if he could be a part of things. But I've mentally moved on from him ever being what he used to be or even a big part of this thing.
You know what? I'm going to say that's going to probably make you thoroughly irritated when I say it. Mm. Still a Hall of Famer, though.
Well, he is. But that's really more about the Basketball Hall of Fame. And his peak was outstanding. I mean,
he's still a Hall of Famer.
No, he won an MVP. Yeah, I mean, I know he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And that's I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. As far as the season, this coming season, though, it's like, to me, he's not even on the team. If he arrives and he comes back, that's wonderful. We'll assimilate him back in.
No, I'm, this is when revisionist history is big for me, and I remember Daryl Morey, our illustrious leader, said.
That's the words we're using? Illustrious leader?
Yeah, it's sarcasm.
Oh.
He said, if you squint really, really hard. Remember when he said that?
They won 24 games that last season.
We can go to the playoffs. No, it was a sobering experience when they said he has missed more games last year than he played. And I was like, wow. Wow. That's a lot. And then who can forget this all-time favorite? I'm going to stop my podcast so that I can get ready for the season.
Podcast P?
Podcast P.
Or as a caller last year on our show called him, George Paul.
George Paul.
And correct that
he
until
is
the guy.
George Paul.
He hasn't earned Paul George. Not here crazy. In Philadelphia. The guy's George Paul to us. All right. Let's go to – all right. Let's see. I don't even want to take the call because I know what happened last week when he gave you some liquor, so now you can't criticize the guy.
Who are you talking about?
Cowboy Jim up next on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Kyle, it's the midday show, not the morning show. Stop doing that. It's Hugh Douglas
not me.
And Joe
not
Tilio.
Me. Again, not me.
Oh, not you. Of
no.
course.
No, yeah,
I'm
figure it
take
out.
The blame for that.
Yes.
Okay. Hugh?
Yes.
I've been bullied my whole life being a Cowboy fan, living in this Delaware Valley. And, you know the signs. And Spike is a smiling bully. He smiles at you, but deep down, without any words, you know, he's just putting you down. And
I don't say this
doing.
Lightly, Jim, and I don't say this to anyone else but you. You deserve to be bullied. You know that, right?
Me?
Yes.
I'm a nice guy. I'm generous. Aren't I, Hugh? I'm very generous.
Oh, don't go here. Don't you even answer over there.
I said
yeah,
that.
Because
right.
You don't say anything because the guy gave you liquor.
Nice
all right,
bomb,
look. Look, I want, for Micah Parsons, I want, thank you, Elliot Shore Parks. I want Jahad Campbell. And since your secondary is going to stink, I want Landon. That's who I want.
You want Landon, who?
I think he said Landon.
You'll get Tanner McKee a 1 and a 3. How's that sound?
Tanner McKee's the future. I think his phone dropped.
Tanner McKee.
Good.
Yeah, I think we hung up on him. Tanner McKee's the future of what?
Of the NFL.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
He's the future. Did you see those rollout plays that he had?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked awesome.
He's a backup quarterback.
He looked awesome.
You know, I hope it doesn't happen. I obviously, we all hope that they have full health the entire season.
Yeah, I hope.
But if, and probably when, because it's just the reality of the sport, they play 17 games. If and when we need Tanner in a big spot, that's going to be the test, the old litmus test over here for the Tanner McKee fan club, led by Hugh Douglas, how much you really believe.
Yeah, and if he has to play, he better light it up.
Well, according to you, he's the future. So
yeah,
he will light it up.
I mean, he's in a good spot. I think they like him a lot. That it should tell you everything you know that, need to know. They let Kenny Two Gloves go.
I've never asked you this question, but now I have to ask. I feel like I'd be irresponsible not to ask. Hugh Douglas, if Jalen Hurts – just we put on ice for the season.
Put on ice. No, we're not.
He's just like, he's just on ice.
Mm-hmm.
This Eagles team, Tanner McKee plays 17 games. How
10
many
wins.
They'd go 10-7 with Tanner McKee.
Yeah, I think so. I think the offense would evolve a lot. I think it would look totally different than what we're used to seeing because Jalen does so much. Probably wouldn't see the touch push as much.
That says a lot about Jalen, by the way, that you think they'd win 10 games with Tanner McKee.
Well, no, I'm saying is that they will – tailor make this offense for Tanner to go out there and be successful. Kind of the same way that they did when A.J. Philly was out there playing and Donovan went down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you have somebody that's in your organization and has been here as long as Tanner's been here, you don't overextend him.
I think that's a good comp, actually, the A.J. Philly one.
Yeah, it's like you don't overextend him. And we have enough firepower that, you know, I don't think we can reach the heights that Jalen took us to, but we'll be a serviceable, decent team. Yeah, I believe that.
So I have a follow-up question.
What?
And I don't know. I probably did this in May when the schedule came out. We'll do it again before the season. How many games are the Eagles going to win if it's just normal?
This year? Yeah. I think we did it already. I think I had them like 14-3 or something like that.
With the schedule?
Yeah, I think.
All right, so you think it's a four-game gap?
I'm starting to think you deserve to be bullied.
What are you talking about?
14-3.
Live my truth.
We're training for Raiders backup corners.
I think I think he's going to be a lot better than you anticipate.
I mean, maybe.
I don't see because
14 with the
schedule? I don't think.
Woo!
I don't think he's going to play the way that you think he's not going to play the way Slay played. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, he's not as good.
As in he'll be a special teamer.
Well, no, because a lot of times you can leave Slay on the island.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
You could leave Slay on an island, and you could match him up with your better receivers. I don't think they're going to ask this corner to do that. I don't think it's going to be the same type of ask. That's why I say that.
Let's go to Andrew in Delaware. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, good afternoon. First time caller.
Hey, Andrew.
I've been listening to the show for probably 25 years, and I got to pay respect to you, Ike, and Don.
I was four.
Because you guys all been in sports, so more than anybody, you guys know sports. You here is where I got to call you up there, buddy.
Go for it,
Andrew. Out on that email. It's just it was a nice email. It was just direct and to the point. If you unfortunately you are right, you did take it in a way where you felt offended. So that is your right to feel that way. But you're a football player, dude.
Was.
Used to be.
You sound like you work in HR. You have a very soothing voice.
He used to be a football player, Andrew. We take sacks away from him now for this behavior.
All the time.
And see, you guys shouldn't, because then he did it. Now, I'm in sales, so I can see both sides.
See.
But, I mean, he couldn't have been any nicer. He just asked the point. He just needed He wanted your opinion. I take that back. He wanted everybody's opinion. You were just one of the people, and probably the 100 people that were on the email. So,
you know what? You know what it feels like to me? That you are a problem solver. And with that being said, we probably need more people like you to work at the office that we work at, because if you talk to me, if my coworkers handle me the way that you just handled me on this call, we would have a much better working environment.
You're saying we need an intervention?
Yes. And I think he needs to be a part of it.
That is one of my superpowers.
See, that's what I'm saying? You see how that soothing tone that he has, Joe?
Yeah, it was a good tone.
He knows how to talk to individuals. You need to teach Kyle some of that, because Kyle don't know how to talk to
me.
Kyle is very aggressive.
Andrew seems like a nice guy. Good
and
caller.
Andrew, yeah,
we
Andrew,
appreciate
thank
it.
You, Andrew, because that you can't be combative after a call like that. That was a pretty good call.
Yeah, but I prefer when a caller comes at you and calls you soft. That's, to me, better radio.
I'm stuck on how he said that he's been listening to our show for 25 years.
Well, I think he meant the station.
Well, he said the show.
Well, I think to some people they're all the
semantics.
Show. They're all the show. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's just like insert shows. Person here. Yeah.
Okay.
We're renting space. It's really just WIP.
Yeah,
we're just here for now. All right, let's go to Tyler in Delaware. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, Joe. Yo, Hugh. How are y'all boys doing today?
Tyler, did I see you out there at practice today?
Yes, he was at practice.
Yes, you did. My first time in NovaCare, Joe. Man, I was so happy. I dapped up you there with my dad. What a beautiful day, man. Joe, the offense looked crisp, man.
When
I tell you, Devontae Smith was looking good catching them balls. And, I mean, Tanner McKee, look, we are not trading Tanner McKee to Dallas, Joe, because Tanner McKee looked good back there. He is our number two. Goodbye, Kenny Pickett. I am glad that we had him to back up Hurts.
Well, he's the future, according to Hugh Douglas.
The future. Sounds about right.
Well, I mean, we did just pay Jalen. I mean, not we, but the Eagles paid Jalen all that dough, so I wouldn't say that, but. Yeah.
Well, the future's not now, but he's definitely the future.
Aren't they about the same age? What future? I mean,
It's gonna be a while, but he's the future.
I mean, you know, aren't we going to be westbound and down? The goal is to get to San Fran next year.
That's right, Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
So, got to keep them vibes going. But they look hungry, Joe. They look like, again, what everybody's been saying. I put my two eyeballs on it. There's no Super Bowl hangover. These boys look ready.
Yeah. Look ready, Joe.
So I agree with that. Everyone we've talked to, Tyra, for the past 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks in here in our RV, they're all they have a sense of they're very locked in. I haven't gotten a sense without that from any player we've had. Any they're all seem
feels like that
very very locked into what they're doing.
Yeah. So well, speaking of locked in, Joe, you lead me into the main part of why I called. We got to lock out Kyle Schwarber. When I tell you, Joe, it brings back the kid in me at 25 years old. Watching what Schwarber did last night with my dad, you know, I grew up with the 07, 08, 09 teams that got to see Ryan Howard play, got to see Jay Buttley hit dingers, and Pat Burrow and Jay Roll. Kyle Schwarber is doing otherworldly stuff. And when I tell you about a superstar, I walk through the turnstiles. I'm sitting right now outside of Citizens Bank Park. I just got out of the team store. I'm literally saying I walk through the turnstiles to watch Kyle Schwarber hit baseballs. Like, he's not only hitting dingers this year, Joe and Hugh, he's hitting for average. I mean, he is putting the ball in play. He's a leader. You see it in his eyes. He is locked in. And I love it. For this team, for this city, for this stretch run, and I have listened for the past hour and a half about everybody's excited about who they traded for, and I'm locked with you, start Bader over Kepler. But what Kyle Schwarber is doing right now, when you talk about being bought in, trying to get a buy, trying to see not just getting to the postseason, but getting to the World Series and winning the World Series, Kyle Schwarber has that World Series experience and that cachet where I am so bought into the Phillies right now, and I'm so excited that Kyle Schwarber is a Philly.
Because well, and they got to keep him, Tyler, and they got to keep him one. You're right, because he is must-see TV. I mean, he's checked the box of hitting for better average. The power is immense. And Tyler, great phone call. And he's hitting lefties. I mean, he checks every box at the plate right now.
Price of the bricks went up. You could have got him a lot cheaper early in the season.
Yeah, and it's their mistake for not doing it. Man, I mean, and now I don't want to.
It's on Kyle.
It's on Kyle.
I didn't want to sign him.
Well, if they made him the right offer. Yeah. I mean, it takes two to tango with any kind of
contract. Yeah, you're right.
We're still getting this kind of season out of him, so you should be thanking me.
Thanking you, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, well, I mean, what if we paid him and then he didn't go on this tear that he's
not thinking he was.
And what if we lose him because we didn't pay him?
Well, we're not going to lose him.
Well, I mean, we could sell ourselves that.
Well, no, I'm telling you guys that. Okay. So then once he resigns and we get the season out of him, I want everyone to thank me.
But
you're talking about blaming me.
Yeah, because
I want thanks and apologies when we do resign him. And he wins the MVP.
Yeah, but it still could cost them more. And then
I don't care about the cost.
Yeah, but you say that, and I got Hugh yesterday. Tell me Kepler's playing because they paid him.
Hugh is the cheapest guy I know.
Am I?
Frugal. You're pretty frugal.
I'll take that.
All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean?
Well, Hugh, if you thought Spike's email was aggressive, got news for you, bud. This does not go well for you. It's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with your friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We'll get to some of the ones pertaining to our opening topic today. I'm not sure what the deal with this guy is, but there's a guy who just periodically drops in eye roll emojis like every now and then in the chat, and I'm not sure exactly what they're for, but just know that he is rolling his eyes at us.
Okay. I feel that now as we do the show.
Yep. This show spews nonsense literally every day. Maybe
is anyone denying this?
No, that's probably fair. No. Yeah. So Bader hits one home run, and Joe thinks he's the greatest player of all time now.
All I said was he's better than the other outfield options. Do you guys have eyes? Can you not see that he's a better player than Kepler? The bar is so low that he could play the outfield at a pretty good level and hit a little bit, yeah. and I want him to play. Like this. Does anyone really – is this Max Kepler's mom? Is this you in the chat?
Who is
defending Kepler?
Well, nothing really illustrates just how little these people listen than this one here. Is Hugh really saying Schwarber is better than Ryan Howard right now?
Yeah, they did not hear anything that I said. Yeah.
So the headline just for the show today is Hugh rips former neighbor Ryan Howard says he pales in comparison.
That's
to Kyle Schwarber.
Wow, Hugh really likes Ryan Howard. You never hear Hugh talk this way about his new neighbor, Skip.
That's true.
Well, you know, that's my frat brother, too.
Skip wasn't a frat brother?
No.
He wants to be.
He wants to be fraternal, but no.
Yeah. Guess old salt and pepper here has victim mentality.
Oh, salt and pepper. Yeah. That hurt a little
bit.
Yeah. That one hurt. That one hurt a little bit.
They're going to get meaner, buddy. Wow, Hugh Douglas is an ass.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right.
That's tough, man.
Better insult today. Yeah. Hugh Douglas is an ass or Rod Lake and a schmuck? Yeah.
The schmuck hit hard.
Is tough, man. So we put up the poll, just who was right, Julio or Hugh?
Yeah, we know.
A couple of the comments. I don't even know the topic, but Joe's never been right about anything.
Yep.
Don't know the topic, but clicking Hugh here is a safe bet. I voted Hugh. What's the debate?
You gotta love these people, man. You gotta love them.
And you know what they're gonna say before they say it?
Yeah, because I do. I was
very, very predictable. Andy Reid, quote, Hugh, we have a game tomorrow. Hugh, quote, stop bullying me. I guess we know now why this push-up competition has never happened. Hugh is scared to death of Spike.
Wow. Spike. The truth comes out.
That don't hurt me. Spike's a bully.
Yep.
He's a little bit of a bully. Yeah.
Hugh Douglas is a notorious troublemaker, just like he started the drama between McNabb and T.O.
You started that.
You did.
I did not.
You certainly put kerosene to the fire.
I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Nothing happened.
There was a scene in Home Alone 2 where Kevin soaks the rope in kerosene.
Yes.
Knowing that he could then light it on fire. You soaked the rope in kerosene, and then they lit it on fire.
I didn't do that. I was a victim of circumstance. I was asked a question.
And somebody
misunderstood what was being asked. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You blame everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my fault.
All right, Hugh, last thing here. Per your rules, you're not allowed to get offended by this. Hugh, you are late and irresponsible. Quit crying like a baby and own it, with all due respect.
He should have started with all due respect. When you start with it, then you can do it.
So if it's in the reverse order,
we'll let you have that one. We'll give you that one.
Interesting. So you're gonna allow that.
Yeah. Okay. So since we're here, I guess, what if I
flipped it around? With all due respect, Hugh, you were late and irresponsible. Quit crying like a baby and own it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I gotta accept that.
I mean, that's way more aggressive than Spike's email, though.
Totally.
No, and you're okay with it.
It's because of Spike. Spike's aggressive.
It's the messenger, not the messenger.
I know we spoke earlier about how everyone's allowed to have their own opinion, but do you find it interesting that no one else we work with had the takeaway you did?
I think they did. They just didn't want to say anything.
Well, no, you asked me. I would have agreed with you if I did. I think
a lot of people agree with me.
I think would have happened, if other people felt the way you did, would have been a group text without Spike in it, talking about the email.
I think, how do you know that didn't happen?
Well, I wasn't involved in it.
See? Because you.
So you and the other soft people at work are having a group text?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Kyle,
are you
on the soft group text?
Or denying anything.
I'm on the soft group text.
Dang, it sounds like he calling you
it's
out.
It's the opposite. What was it last year? What was
the accountability?
Devin White?
The accountability.
Yeah. Accountability. Well, we know you're not invited to the accountability.
Accountability tweet.
This is the victim group text.
I gotta do it.
I'm gonna make a new group chat on my phone. Victim mentality. I'm gonna invite Hugh.
That was an aggressive tweet. That was an aggressive text, though, and that was pretty aggressive.
Which one?
The one that Spike sent.
The email?
Yes. Come on, that was pretty aggressive.
It was the opposite of aggressive.
Telling me to hurry up and get it done.
Again, that's not the words.
You know what? I forgot. Did we dump Landon Dickerson earlier? Because remember he did the potty mouth. Okay, make sure we got. Make sure we got that. Yeah,
he had a few slip ups there.
That was pretty matter of fact.
I don't think we need to go fully into the technology on it because we have to hand it over to Afternoon Show. It's too late now, Hugh.
No, I just, but it's just, it was just on my mind. I thought about it.
You get 7 seconds.
That's like leaving the house 2 hours later. We turned the stove off? Well, buddy, it's over, man.
About 4 hours.
Gasoline's been on for a while, that propane. All right.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yep, that's it. All right, that's enough for us for today.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Well, we'll be actually, tomorrow.
We'll be in the studio.
Nope.
Where are we going tomorrow?
Phillies game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Don't sound too excited. Citizens Bank Park tomorrow.
I'm excited. Yay.
We can't wait to be there.
At the bar.
Yeah.
We're in the bar.
Yes,
the
we are.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Phillies game tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 10. Afternoon Show next. I can't wait to hear Spike address the slanderous claims on the Midday Show today. Afternoon next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.